Welcome back to another week of Providence Coffee Talk. Pastor Charles here, and I'm excited because this has been such a fun week around here as we finished up our second week of after school program, and that was exciting to say the least. We also had such a great service on Sunday, continuing through our conversation on Mark, but really looking at the power and the majesty of Christ, but also the reality of our responsibility in following him. So I hope that you were encouraged through our conversation here yesterday at church. As we look at this upcoming calendar for the year, I wanted to just pause for a moment and give you a little bit of information of some things that are happening and coming up, things that you can just kind of be aware of. October is a very busy month for us around here, and there's a lot of events and activities that go on. And so I want to share just a few of those with you just so that you can kind of put some things on your calendar or maybe just keep things in the back of your mind. One of those is on the first part of October, that first Sunday, we're going to be hosting our Starting Point class. And Starting Point is really about helping you understand more of who we are as a church, what we're about, our history, and also how you can join and be a part of the fellowship with us. It's our desire that everyone in our community be a part of a local church and a local congregation. And we want to at least give you the information about who we are, give you an opportunity to join our church. But also, if this is a place where it's like, hey, we really love you, we are excited about what God's doing, but there may be a different church that we are needing based on our values or based on where we're at right now, it's our goal to also help you find that church where you can be plugged in and involved. So get signed up for Starting Point. Like I said, that is going to be that first Sunday in October. I believe that's going to be the 6th, and it's right after service. We'll feed you some lunch. Excuse me. And then it's a great way to kind of get plugged into what's going on. Also, our homecoming service is coming up. And for many of you who may be new with us here at Providence, we have what we call every fall a homecoming or harvest day service. And this service is really geared towards people that have maybe a relationship with Providence. Maybe they've moved off, or maybe their family comes to Providence, whatever it looks like. Maybe you grew up here, but you've since kind of gone and you found, as you've gotten your family in another church, whatever that looks like. This is a chance for you to come back and just experience Providence again for the year. And what we love about this service is this is also a time where we begin to set the charge and the vision for what the next year is going to look like. And so I'm excited about how we at Providence are growing and how God is using you to make that happen. And so I want to invite you on the 20th to be here. It's a big service for us. And so we will have the place packed out. We will be taking up an offering, like a special offering on that day. And the offering that we take up on that Sunday, we call our Harvest Day offering, and we use that offering to accomplish various projects here at the church, as well as a large portion of that goes directly to mission work and mission efforts within our community. So I would encourage you to be here that day, be prepared to give that day. Last year, we collected a great amount of resources that helped us with our sound system, as well as we were able to help with Camp Kale and other ministries. So I want to encourage you, be here for that time. It really does help us accelerate our ability to share the gospel and to use our ministry tool here at the church that God's given us to make the gospel known. So, and then lastly is our Trunk or Treat. Trunk or Treat is going to be taking place on October the 31st. This is an event that our youth host, but everyone is welcome to participate and get involved. We ask you to fill up our parking lot with trunks that you decorate. If you've got games that you want kids to play, if you've got little things that you want the kiddos to do, this is a great time to hang out and just allow everybody to experience that time together. And so it happens right here on the 31st at our church in the parking lot. You can come get information on that. The youth will be having a lot more information about that coming up, but please get signed up for that. It's such a great way that we can reach out to our community and love on them. So we're moving into now the third part of talking about changes and transitions and what that looks like for us as individuals, but really primarily even for us here as a church body and as a church congregation. We've talked through all the aspects of when it comes to change, that usually means that there's something that we have to put an end on or an end time on. And we talked about the difficulties that that can bring about, because there are just moments where we don't want to finish something. We don't want to complete something, but we really wish that it could just stay forever. And we really wish that we could hang on to it forever. And this may be that you've felt that way with a loved one, or you have felt that way with a family member. Maybe you've felt that way with a pet, or you have felt that way with a job, or whatever that looks like, that in your own life, that there are just things that you wish that just never had to finish and you could just hang on to. But alas, those things did have to come to kind of a stopping point so that you could then move into the next thing that God had for you. And I think it's the same thing in our lives as much as it is in our church lives as well. Is as a congregation and as a church, there are things that we understand that have to come to a finality, a conclusion, or a close in order that we can move into the next phase that God has for us as a church. And so as we look at changes, as we look at transitions, we talked last week about there are different things that we do that we kind of use as we come to transitional times. And I think that those were interesting pieces for us to talk about, how, you know, sometimes we hold out, then we kind of get used to it, and then we're kind of like, nope, still not a fan. Then we start making like adjustments to things, and then eventually we just kind of accept that this is what it's going to be, and we begin the process of allowing it to be a part of our regular routine in life. And sometimes we get stuck in phases of that too, where we'll get stuck on a step or stuck in a phase, and then we just kind of keep ourselves from going anywhere, and we keep ourselves from really doing anything. And that's not really the goal. And I don't even think that's how God has really created us and crafted us and designed us. I got to thinking about this just this week when I started looking at in my backyard. If you've seen my backyard, you know, I've got like 30 trees that are just around in my backyard, it seems like. And I wish that I could get some down, but I think just the cost of cutting down some trees would be as much as my house is worth. And I was like, there's no way that you would ever recoup that. And so as we looked at all of these things, like in our home, like one of the things I do is I look up around the fall, and sure enough, I have all of these leaves that are getting ready to turn color. And I know that that means they're going to fall off of that tree and they're going to land in my yard, and I'm going to have an entire fall and winter season just trying to get those things bagged up, cleaned up, mulched up, and all that, so I have grass available to me in the spring. But it's interesting how God has even created our world in such a way that every year it goes through a dramatic turnover. I mean, have you ever thought about how much our natural world around us transitions and changes throughout the year? Right now, we're getting ready to see leaves turn brown or beautiful burgundy or kind of that golden yellow. And we're going to see the fall leaves and all of these things are going to happen. And what that does is that is initiating to us that the season is changing, that fall is upon us. The season is changing. And to prepare ourselves, get ready for that. We also see daylight savings is going to happen in November. And that's a transition for us to say, okay, everything is changing now with the position of where we are at in relationship to the sun and all of these things. That means that the seasons around us are changing. And it's so interesting how God does that, where we mentally can prepare ourselves for the changes that are coming. And everybody does this. When we think about even retailers, how retailers will set out the flannel, and they've got the sweaters out, and they've got the sweatshirts out. They've got all of these things because they're trying to prepare you to say, hey, the temperature is going to change. The weather is going to change. Your mentality is going to change. You're going to have to adjust things. And so we get this process of moving into a new season. The beautiful thing about change is it always introduces a new season, and it always introduces a new something. And so kind of as a way to wrap this up for this time together, I thought it was important to kind of talk through a little bit about what that means. Change is one of those things that whether we like it or not, we understand again that it is coming, it is inevitable, And we might try to run away from it, but the truth is we can't escape it. Change is always going to be there. So instead of trying to run away from it, what if we begin to ask that question of, okay, God, how can I prayerfully open my mind up to be receptive to the things that you are going to be adjusting around me? How can I open my mind up to be receptive to the things that you are adjusting around me? As I began to pray that and think that even this week, one of the things that I thought about was how much that there are things that have changed in my life and how many different seasons I've had to go through and how many different seasons I've had to endure. And then I thought, well, how many different seasons has Providence had to endure and go through over the almost 200 years of its charter, even more if you count just its mission, but all the changes that it's had to endure. And I thought, how have we been able to endure those things and continue those things with the anticipation that things aren't always going to be the same? One of the desires that we always have is, I think as individuals and as collective people, is we would like for things to just remain the same, just one time. We want things to kind of stay the same, even if it's just that one moment or that one thing. And church can be that constant that stays the same, even when the world around us is changing. But I think if we are relying on the church to be the constant that keeps us when everything else around us is changing, then we're forgetting about the ultimate constant in our life that never ceases to change. We're relying on something else other than the one thing that never changes. So I thought for our time together today, I would look at just a few verses with us as we talk about what it means to change and what it means to kind of go through the process of things. You know, when we look in our scripture, we see various instances about the unchanging God. And you look at like the book of Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, it says that the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. And so even though Isaiah is saying, even though everything else around us may shift and adjust, we agree that there is a God who, even when things wither and fade around us, that he still exists to remain steadfast. How important is that? Like, imagine how massive that is for your understanding of who God is in your life, that even through the regularly changing seasons of your life, that as things fade away and as the beautiful things that we get to encounter eventually do wither away, we must not rely on those things. We must not depend on those things. We must not place our hope and our trust in those things. Why? Because Isaiah points out through that passage that those things are going to fade. Those things are going to fade away. We can't keep those things. But the word of God remains forever. So even if everything else in your life fades away, you can know that God remains. Even if everything that you are utilizing that keeps your faith together just goes and falls away and it loses its luster, it loses its beauty, we can understand that the word of God above all things remains forever. And then he doesn't stop there, because he even goes into the book of Malachi, coming into the New Testament. He says, "For I, the Lord, do not change." In Malachi 3:6, think about that. "For I, the Lord, do not change." And now it's pretty clear what he's saying right there, that he, as God, does not change with the seasons. Though you and I may change and we may expect things to look different, the truth and the reality is that he does not change. And even still, if we go back even a little bit further to the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, 22, he says this. He says that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. So even the love of the Lord remains faithful. And even the mercies of God in our life remains faithful. So where friends may fall away, where family may fall away, where even church may at times not live up to the standard and expectation that you might have for it. The truth is that God's word remains the same no matter what. His love remains the same no matter what. His mercy remains the same no matter what. And his grace is sufficient for all of those things. And that is a constant. That is something that for years and centuries we have been building our spiritual lives on, that we don't serve a God who is shifting in his posture with us based on what we do or what we don't do, that we don't serve a God who's shifting his love for us based on how much love we give him. We don't serve a God who is expecting resources, and through doing that, once those resources have hit a climax, then he's going to be able to bless us in a way that we feel is necessary. We don't serve a God like that. Yet we serve a God who, even in our mistakes and even in our sin, he remains constant. Even in our inability to meet the gospel in all things, he remains faithful forever. And that's a God we serve. That's the God that we get to have a relationship with. That's the God that we get to love. But the biggest way I think that God has shown his love and his unchanging ability is in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. He says this, he says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Consider that. Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Now, I don't know about you, but that is a great piece for me as a reminder of my day-to-day life. That just when I think things are just going awry, and just when I think things are crazy, and just when I think that I can't handle one more thing going different, Christ is the same. So when I think that in my life that everything else is changing around me and everything is going nuts, I have to sit back and remind myself, but wait a second, the one foundational truth, the one substance of my life, the one satisfaction, the one sustenance that I have that keeps me in an upright position, he is not changing in his affection for me. Jesus is not changing in his love for me. Jesus has not removed his grace from me. Jesus has not discounted his mercy. But yet in all things, Jesus has brought my life into fruition. And even when I think that the whole world is crumbling around me, even when it's changing, he is still remaining faithful. And to put this to kind of a little bit of a story to finish us up today. So I was actually at Kraken Coffee House in Elizabeth City, and I was meeting with one of our state representatives, and did have a great cup of coffee there. That coffee was a dark roast they had just roasted. It was a blend, so I'm not really sure what origins it came from or even the processes. But if you're looking for just a good, dark, bitter cup of coffee, it definitely hit the spot there. But in my interactions there, it was amazing to see one of the ladies that was sitting outside the shop, and just going into the shop, I just kind of looked at her real quick and I just said hi and didn't think anything of it, but just simply, you know, told her, said, hey, how are you doing? And she said, I'm good. And so I went into the shop and I got my coffee and looking for a place to sit. We came back outside and she goes, you just have a good spirit about you. I just knew that when you said hi to me, you had a good spirit about you. I said, oh, really? Because what she didn't know in that day was there was a couple moments in the morning where I probably lost my temper just a little bit on my kiddos. That maybe in my heart that I harbored some frustration towards just some things going on. That maybe even in the deepest parts of my day, I just didn't want to do it. That I wanted to just kind of be at home and rest and take some time off. But I knew that with Wednesday, it was going to be a busy day. And I kind of had my routine and schedule that I was trying to plan out. And so there were some things that were kind of going on. And I was like, man, how is this going to work? But with all of that in mind, I stopped for a minute and I went to talk to her. And she began to tell me a lot about her story and just where she's at and why she was in the situation that she was in. And usually in a lot of those moments, you got people that'll ask you for money or they'll ask you for something, just kind of help them out. And she didn't do that. She said, you know, I'm willing to do whatever I can to work for someone. I'll do this and that. And I said, well, that's so noble of you. Like, I'm proud of you. Like, that shows great character. And then she said, all I need is just a little bit of this so I can get to a hotel. So I'm working, I'm trying to work to make that happen. And I said, well, that's great. You know, I'm really proud of you for doing that. But then she started to cry. She's like, I just don't know why all these things are going on. I said, hey, listen, God's going to remain faithful and God's going to remain good. And we have to name that promise that he's going to be with us. We have to claim the promise that he's going to take care of us. And I said, all you have to do right now is you have to name that promise that God is going to be faithful and claim that he is going to take care of you and just rest in that. She goes, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. And sure enough, while we're talking, there are people that have been looking out for her. They came up and they handed her some of their tip money and said, hey, listen, that's for you. That's from all of us. And she looked up at me and I said, look, all you got to do is claim the faithfulness of God and claim that promise that he is going to remain faithful, even when your season, your circumstances and your things change, and he is going to provide and he will be faithful to you. And it was just a really good evidence that even though all these things had changed in her life and her situation had changed and the reality of what she was going through was very terrible and it was hard for her and she did not want to be in that position. That was not what she wanted in life. Yet she knew, even still, that God was going to remain faithful to her. Providence family, I don't know what you're going through in life. I don't know what kind of changes you've had to deal with in your family, in your relationships, in your immediate friend group, maybe in your job, maybe in just even church life. I don't know what everyone goes through, and I can't begin to presume to understand what everyone goes through because it's so varying. But the reality is this, that even when you are going through a season in your life, you serve a God who is going to remain faithful to his promises, and he will never change from that. So as you go through transitions and as you go through different struggles, as you go through different things, remind yourself this: my God is faithful and he does not change. So this week, I just ask that you kind of remind yourself of that and that you claim that in your life, that your God, whom you love and whom you serve, will remain faithful to you no matter what. All right. So as always, if you've got anything that you would love for us to chat about, if you've got anything you'd love for us to bring up, don't hesitate. Reach out to me. You can email me at charles@pbcshabaro.com. Just put in the subject line, podcast topics, and I'll try to get to some of those as I can. Don't hesitate. And if you're sitting there thinking, oh man, this might be a stupid question or a stupid topic, I promise you there's no stupid topics. We can talk about anything and everything, no matter how deep or how shallow you want to talk about it. I think that's important. Be praying for us too for this Wednesday. We are going to be continuing our discussion on evangelism and how we can have evangelism as a part of our life and what that looks like. And we're going to look at some practical things that we can do. So I'd encourage you be here for that because you do not want to miss out. Providence family, it's always good to come to you and talk with you about just what God is doing. And I pray that we continue that. Be praying for us over the coming weeks as we start to line up a few interviews here and there and approach some new topics. All right. I hope that you guys are having a great week. Love you guys, and I can't wait to talk with you soon.